Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at purdyinsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good Monday to each and every one of you, and every Monday, of course, right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. You can go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have been serving the Valley for decades. They have taken great care of their customers. They've also done a great job of giving back to the wonderful people of the Valley as well. It's Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. You can go to purdyinsurance.com. We are in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We have a fun show coming up for you today. In the opening hour, we're going to hear from Dwight Galt, the strength and conditioning coach at Penn State. Next half hour, Christian Hackenberg, Jesse James, Sam Ficken, Mike Hull, Miles Diefenbach, Geno Lewis, Adam Brenneman. You'll be hearing from all of them coming up in the next half hour as well. We're looking forward to that. All right. It's the All-Star break in Major League Baseball. But we're going to talk some football. Dwight Galt is the strength and conditioning coach at Penn State. Remember that once the blue-white game is over with, coaches can't do anything on the field with any of the players at all. Basketball, they get 2 hours a week. I think football should get 2 hours a week, too. But it's the strength and conditioning coach in football during those periods of time. That's the key individual in getting your team ready. He talked about some of the things he's seen from the freshmen during the offseason.
But one of our scholarship kids broad jump 9 feet. So, I mean, just very, very explosive, talented class. So, I mean, being able to have something like that to work with is huge. We're going to have a lot of all of us are going to have a lot of fun with these kids next 4 years. I mean, they're hardworking, they're aggressive, they keep their mouth shut, they work hard, and, man, they're just great athletes. So we're going to have a lot of fun with them.
When you talk about the sand and the hills, what's the idea behind that? How does that
The hill, you know, this is our favorite hill right here. I'm sorry you guys don't have to move your cameras over there, but that's our favorite hill because it's right next to Aluba. A hill is just one part of a speedway. So the foundation of speed training is resistance training. And anything you can go upload or push a sled or tow a sled or something like that is resistant, and we do a ton of that twice a week. So the hill is a foundation of that resistant training. This is the one that I like the most because it's efficient, it's easy, it's real right next to where we are here in Aluba in the practice fields. For the coup de grace, we do about every 2-3 weeks go here to the baseball hill. Steeper, longer, a little bit more of a condition element. But the nice thing about that is the sand pit's right next to that. So love the sand pit. The sand pit with your foot is absorbing into the sand. Proprioceptive, you just got to work so much harder to get out of the sand. And the sand has become not only a great athletic improvement, a good toughness thing for us too. I mean, we push it. And it's the best sand pit in the country. 50 by 20 yards, I mean, I've died and gone to heaven. So it's a great sand pit. So we've gone there, I think, 5 times already, and I'm going to really finish a lot in the next 3 weeks.
Coach, I've heard a lot of stories about guys like Tom Brady working on their core, lower half to kind of increase arm strength, things like that. What do you maybe do specifically with Hackenberg?
Wow. With Hackenberg, I try not to mess it up. kid is unbelievable. I mean, not only is he so gifted, but what a great kid. And so, you know, the kid's been here 13 months. And, you know, not even 13 months. And, you know, the way he acts and the way he carries himself, the way he leads, the way everybody respects him, you'd think he was a fourth-year guy. So you have that to work with. Physically, I mean, just a great product. I mean, the kid's 6'3", he's 235 right now. He's moving and running better than he ever has before. Obviously, my biggest thing with him, he feels his arm has gotten significantly stronger since last year. I wasn't in a position to really compare it. I know one thing, he can fling it. There's not a throw that he can't make, you know, in the work that I do with him there. But I'll tell you one thing, the thing I'm really pleased with is how much he's improved his movement and his strength. He just missed 300 in the clean. He got 290, so much so he wants to try again next week and get it. I mean, it's very important to him. But the one thing about Hack, to be honest, I want to make sure we don't throw him out. And getting Trace here and getting DJ Crooks back and getting Billy Fesser, one of our non-scholarship incoming guys in to kind of help him, and Mike can take some of the load off helps there. But two, I want him to be able to take a hit. And not that it's going to happen, but I'm trying to make him as durable as possible in the shoulder region, elbow region, wrist region. So we do a lot of stuff with, you know, with shoulder strengthening and with rotator cuff and things like that to make sure he stays as bulletproof as possible.
One of the guys we asked you about this winter was DeAndre Tompkins, and he had tested out pretty well. Didn't have that much time with him. What do you remember any of his numbers from?
DeAndre did real well. I mean, he came in and, I don't want to say woefully, he came in, he wasn't even behind, he was not a strong kid. Let's call a spade a spade. I did not have a good bench, never really cleaned before. His leg strength was really average. And him and Mike O'Connor, who's kind of his running buddy, the quarterback, those two are always out there. Those two were probably our two most improved guys over the 5-month off-season period. Mm-hmm. And DeAndre gained 16 pounds. He put 40 pounds on his bench. He put 35 pounds on his squat. He cleaned 275. He couldn't even clean before. You know, and right now he's probably months, not years away from 300. But the thing about DeAndre, he's fast. Mm-hmm. He was, I think, arguably he was, one of the top three or four fastest kids on the team. Now we'll see what the new boys, again, because the new boys got some juice to them. So it's going to be some wars here next 2-3 weeks. We're training together and we'll see who, because the speed improves how you tell who's fast. So it'll be fun. They're competing now.
What's your take on Jesse James? He seems like a unique athlete. I don't want to put words
in. Yeah, he's... Unique is actually a pretty good word. He's a freak. He's a freak. I had, I don't know if any of you guys are from Pittsburgh, but one of the Pittsburgh papers is doing an article on him, I guess, saying, advertising that he's one of the freakish, most freakish athletes in the country. I would agree with that. Jesse James is 6'6". He weighs 272 right now. Okay, he's bigger than a couple of our offensive linemen. Safeties can't cover him in one-on-ones. They can't keep up with him. He's fast. You all saw him deadlift 500 until he just decided to quit. He benched 400. He cleaned 355. He should have 365. I mean, we're talking national elite numbers. You know, athletically, talent-wise, there's not another tight end in the country better than him for sure. So he's got speed. He's got strength. He's got agility. He's got size. He's got everything. And he's got desire. So I think it'd be real pretty interesting. Interesting to see how Jesse does this year. Our tight end crew could be a special group right now, and he's a leader of the pack. To get a guy that big that does what he does, I haven't seen that. And I've been really lucky. I had 5 tight ends in the NFL one time, including Vernon Davis and Dan Gronkowski, Rob's brother. And I'll tell you, I'll put Jesse James up there with any of them. I mean, the kid is really that athletic and that good of a player.
Hey, Dwayne, had Hack ever been through any of those exercises or those things to try to be able to take a hit before? Do you know?
Yeah, he'd done that before I got here as well. Maybe a little different mode and stuff with the medicine balls, but he'd done it before. So we just really want to continue on with that, and I try to get him a really strong upper body too, just to make sure he could take that. Could take some abuse if he had to. So.
Have you noticed anything? Obviously, with Diefenbach and Ben Klein, can't do a whole lot, but. They've been in the weight room around the guys.
Yeah.
What have you observed about their leadership?
Ben was tough because of today. And, that was a huge blow. I mean, we've all rallied around Ben emotionally. It was a huge blow to everybody. And everybody just was devastated because of what he's kind of been through in his 4 years here. And unbelievable kid, unbelievable teammate, so respected. So we're trying to get him through this emotionally. And it was like within 3 days, he was just like, I got to get healthy, get to the surgery, and do live for life. So, because he knows, his situation is going to be a little tenuous for this year. So, with him, once he gets through here, then we'll kind of get back. I didn't put him in a weight room yet. I've been leaving him alone. We'll start lifting him next week, but he's the most positive guy in the world. I mean, just a great kid. And we're going to really do everything we can this end season to really, kind of take him kind of where we're taking Hack from a bulletproof standpoint. A really freakish injury. With Miles, Miles is just doing so well with his rehab. I mean, really, really doing well. So we're pushing him, as far as, Dr. Lynch and Tim Bream will allow us to push him, but really doing a great job. And he took his weight down, which is really smart. That's kind of advanced, veteran player 101 when you're a big lineman and you got to get your movement back, take your weight down, get everything back, and then right before you play, get it back up. So he's been really smart with that too. So. Well, hopefully we get to see him a lot this year.
Hey, Dwight, does Ben have any shot at all of playing this year, do you think?
We don't know. I mean, he had a tough injury. He had a tough foot injury there. So we're not sure. We're hoping because we got some fast heroes and got a good, great sports medicine staff to facilitate that. But we're guardedly optimistic.
What was today like for you, Dwight? I'm sorry.
What's that?
What was today like for you? I don't know if you addressed this already, but I'm sure you heard a lot about this event. But to be kind of part of it.
For me, it was fun. Because to be honest, you know, I want to make sure every day is a game day for me, you know. And when we're done every night at 6:30, 7 o'clock, basically I got two words. It's either yes or no. Either yes, it's what Penn State needed to win, or no, it wasn't. And the good thing about this summer is there's been an awful lot of yeses almost every day. So I've kind of put that pressure on myself maybe to have just say yes every night when I go home. So with this one coming in here and, you know, the players doing this, running this, everybody having fun, it was just, I was able to kind of sit back and just have fun and spend time with them without yelling and screaming at them to run faster. So I loved it. I mean, I thought it was great. It was a really neat event. And it's good seeing them in that, doing stuff like they're doing, you know, being, you know, so good with everybody as well.
Sorry, Dwight, I just wanted to make sure. So did Ben have surgery or will have?
He's had surgery, but I don't think I'm really allowed to talk about that too much, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned durability with Hackenberg. Is that kind of a team-wide?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This year, and like, how can you affect that?
Yeah, it's, I mean, obviously the two things you really want to do is you want to make your joint integrity, its joints as strong as possible. So they can take, you know, different speeds, different range, different blows, different vibes, whatever. So get strong, and we've already talked about that right away. Second thing is flexibility. And I've never done more flexibility with a group of guys. Because we all know what our scholarship situation is now. So I want to make sure that the guys we have to go out there, we don't have as many as a lot of other programs, so we got to keep them on the field. So I'm doing a lot of flexibility to make sure that as well, you know, decreases injury. And then we already talked about core a little bit as well, which can also help a lot with, you know, with a lot of your injuries as well in your lower and upper leg.
Is that kind of specific to knees, to ACLs? Like, is that
one of the- No, not really. I mean, with ACLs, you certainly want to get your quad group as strong as possible, you know, to cover the knee. But ACLs just, we're just, I think that when God designed us way, way back when, I don't think he was expecting us to be 6'6", 340 pounds and running 5.0s like Donovan Smith. So he made that ACL a certain thickness, and with the speeds and what we're doing with these guys right now, it's just we're still figuring out ways to get that ligament to handle the stresses of being so big, strong, and fast. I mean, yes, sir.
How many strides has Brian Tomasetti made, you know, coming in as a bird walker?
Brian's done great. Brian just got here this week, so he hasn't really been here this summer. But Brian's done a great job. I mean, he's a hardworking kid, and he's maximized his ability, so he's only got 2.5 more weeks. But we haven't seen as much of him because he hasn't been here. So he's really been gone for the past 2 months.
Very good.
Yep. That is Dwight Gault, the strength and conditioning coach at Penn State. To give you an idea of what they've done over the past few weeks, he said the toughest month of the year for the players is actually the month that you don't see, and that's June. June's the toughest month, and they get a little bit of a break, and then they hit they try to kick it into gear as they get ready for training camp. And training camp will start the first weekend of August to get them ready for the trip to Ireland. And this team will be leaving for Ireland 6 weeks from tomorrow. 6 weeks from tomorrow, they'll be leaving for Ireland. I have to have my preseason Big Ten ballot in by, I want to say, I guess I have to have him by Wednesday. So I have to make sure I have that. Kevin sent me a series of players, by the way, that he thinks I should vote for. It would help if some of them were in the Big Ten, but that's okay. It's a different issue. All right, today's show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Purdy's have been a part of this community for decades, and they have taken tremendous care of their customers one after another. And not only that, the Purdy's have given back. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. In the next half hour, we're going to hear from Christian Hackenberg, Jesse James, Mike Hull, among others, as we continue to look back at Lift for Life and also give you a preview for the Penn State football team right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, gotta go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory area Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
Even when they grow up, your kids can still surprise you. My son calls to tell me he bought his first new car, picked the make, model, and dealer all by himself, and negotiated his own deal. But when it came to insuring his new ride, he wanted Dad's advice. I told him one word, Selective. They've always done right by me. It's nice to know you're still needed.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at prettyinsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back. News Radio 1070 WKOK. Steve Jones Show rolling on this Monday. Brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. You can go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have served the Valley for decades. They've served their customers for decades. They've also given back to the Valley for decades. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We sit here in the Chateau, the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right. Live for Life took place on Saturday. Several players to hear from. We start out with quarterback Christian Hackenberg.
Yeah. It's going well. The team's working really hard, making a lot of progress. The freshmen just got in. They're doing really well, just getting acclimated. So, you know, we're out here today. This is going to be a great event, and the team's really excited about it.
4 or 5 new freshman receivers. What do you think of those guys?
You know, they've come out. They've worked hard. You know, they're showing a lot of ability. We'll see what happens when camp comes around.
Anybody you can point out so far in those workouts?
No.
No, I think I might be on the microphone. That's it.
But with today and kind of this event as a whole, you know, last year was one of your first things on campus. Now yeah. To kind of be one of the veteran guys in a way out here for Live for Life. I mean, does it mean more to you this year than it did a year ago maybe?
Yeah, I think last year was just getting acclimated to college. You know, like you said, it was my first experience out here. So with the team really and team event. But, you know, it's going to be fun. The team's ready. You know, I'm excited about it. I've helped a lot of these guys out with whenever I could with stuff that deals with our uplifting athletes and Live for Life. So, you know, it's gonna be a good event. We're excited about it.
Do you expect this to be a little bit easier this year, Christian, in terms of, I guess, considering you've had a year in the weight program and all that, compared to coming in here as a true freshman last year?
What do you mean, the season?
Or
this?
Live for Life, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be definitely a different type of experience for me than last year being a true freshman. But, you know, it's just natural. Natural progression, I guess.
How competitive is this? I mean, do you guys really get into who wins or who loses, or is it?
Yeah, I mean, we get. I mean, it's for a good cause. We want to put on a show for the people, so we get pretty competitive. You know, we already had guys in the locker room, you know, jabbing back and forth. So it'll be should be fun today.
Easier to organize 7-on-7s for you this year personally, as opposed to trying to do it last year.
Yeah, I think. I'm a lot more confident in going out there and getting the guys and getting them ready to go, and I feel more confident in the system. You know, last summer I was still learning the system, so you know it was really ran by guys like Jesse James, Allen Robinson, those type of guys. They ran it, so I just listened and threw the ball. But you know, this year I have to take responsibility. I'm one of the more experienced guys in the offense, so I had to step up. And yeah, it's been great. I enjoy it. I feel like really brings the team together, and we're making a lot of progress this summer.
How often are you guys getting out and throwing and doing those types of things, a 7-on-7?
Yeah, I mean, we go 3 to 4 times a week. It'll either be just routes on air, just trying to get the timing down, or we'll go out and actually do 7-on-7 or 1-on-1s to get more competitive and you know, get the guys ready for the camp type atmosphere where you're competing for jobs.
Penn State quarterback Christian Hackenberg. All right, we've heard from the quarterback who runs things on that side of the ball. The guy that's a quarterback on the other side of the ball is Mike Hull. Critical of what Bob Shoop wants to do.
Yeah, mostly just how hard they worked, you know, how much
respect they demanded out of the rest of the unit. You know, they just went out every single day and worked their butt off and you know, tried to get the best out of themselves and everyone else around them.
So they were role models as
yeah.
well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, I mean, they were on-field coaches as well. They knew the defense at that point just like I do. And, you know, that whenever it was their senior year to step up, they all did. So,
well, having been through, what's the big challenge for the young guys that you've been through that? We were just talking about the transition. What are the biggest challenges they face?
I think the biggest challenge for the young guys is the assignments, because it's a lot different than high school. Like Cabinda and Reeder right now coming in. I mean, we're going to have to rely on them, but they're going to have to get the assignments down first. That's the main thing. And then also the speed of the game. It's definitely a lot faster than high school. So,
middle linebacker is really big in what Bob wants to do. How often did you get a chance to really sit down and talk with him about defensive concepts, because you're the quarterback on the defense?
Yeah, I meet with him probably 3 times a week, just me and him usually, just to, you know, brainstorm a couple ideas. See what type of defenses I like, see what type of schemes that fit me, and I think it'll really help the defense this year.
The 15 practices that you had, when Jack Ham went from outside to middle his senior year, like you're doing, he said the biggest difference for him was getting used to the traffic pattern. How long did it take you to get used to that in the spring?
It took me a couple practices going live. It definitely is different in there, working over top of double teams and things like that. But it wasn't too hard of a transition. I played there a lot my sophomore year and in traffic as a will linebacker, so I was kind of used to that.
I think you guys are going to see Ben on the field this season?
I don't know. I don't really want to comment on that, but you know, I mean, he's had a lot of difficulties here, but, you know, you just feel sorry for a guy like that, someone who works really hard every single day.
How's your health?
Good. It's good right now, so just need to keep it that way all season. So.
How about guys like Bell and Wortman and so forth? What have they been able to accomplish? What do you like about them? Because they have to flank you.
Oh, yeah. You know, Brandon Bell, he's just a really solid football player, really heads always around the ball. You know, I think he's going to be really solid for us this year. And Naeem, very vocal out on the field, make sure everyone, you know, is where they have to be. He's like kind of the guy that's relaying the signals and everything. And I really expect him to pick up where he left off last year.
Schematically, what are folks who aren't as attuned to the game, what are they going to see differently on defense? Is there going to be some obvious differences the way you guys play?
The only difference I would say is we're going to be attacking more, blitzing, you know, having a lot of zone pressures, and also maybe use a safety as a third outside linebacker at times.
That's linebacker Mike Hall, who's moved from outside to the middle spot, critical in what Bob Shoop wants to do in this defense for Penn State. Well, you've heard him described by Dwight Gault in the previous half hour as he's a freak, and that's what everybody says about him. They put 500 pounds on the bar for a deadlift on Saturday. He did 12 reps and just decided to stop. He did 27 at 225. By the way, Mike Hall did 30 reps at 225 on Saturday. He did 30. Terrell Barney did 29. Donovan Smith and Jesse James did 27 each. Had a chance to talk to Jesse James about all of this and also about expectations for this season.
Those guys and learning with those guys.
Yeah, mostly just how hard they worked, you know, how much.
All right, how would you evaluate your summer so far as you get ready?
I've had a great summer. My max has improved. I feel a lot faster. Put on some weight, too, so I feel good going in the season.
Let's talk about the 7-on-7 part. You know, last year, Christian said that, you know, look, other guys helped him organize it. What have you seen in him as an organizer to make sure you guys are ready?
He knows what he's doing. He has great leadership skills, and he gets the guys out there, and we compete while we're out there, and we have a lot of fun.
What's the differences for you, Jess, because you came in the spring a couple of years ago, last year another full year, another full spring and summer. So what are the differences now as a junior?
You know, I feel like I've been here for a while. It's almost like I'm going into my senior year with some of these guys, but you know, I still have 2 years eligibility, so I feel really confident headed in every day as a leader on the team.
The coordinator is also the tight end coach, so what have you picked up along the way here, especially schematically?
You know, he does a really good job explaining our roles on the team, and he's great at explaining the system, going through defenses and how we adjust. And I've had a lot of fun in the meeting room with him. So I'm looking forward to heading to the camp.
What's the learning curve been like?
It hasn't been too bad. Going from picking up a tough offense when I first got here, you kind of just learn how the defenses work, and then the scheme changed a little bit, but it's still similar attack.
Jesse, I talked to some of your other teammates, and I think the most used adjective to describe you is freak. You know, just because of, you know, the kind of the athletic ability, the speed, the size, all that. You know, I'm just kind of curious from your point of view, you know, what's one thing you really take pride in, or maybe your most freakish ability that you can kind of flash?
I don't know. I could deadlift a lot, so. See, well, I'll get that today. We won't put on too much weight, but it'll be fun. You know, I don't know how they say it. I'm not really a good person to talk to about that. I don't like to get into it.
Well, I mean, I guess what do you take pride in? What kind of separates you from other tight ends around the Big Ten? What do you think kind of makes you?
I think I'm a very balanced tight end. I could do it all. I could block and run routes and catch the ball and get the ball upfield when I get it. So I think being able to block in the Big Ten is a big role to have. And to be able to be considered as an extra offensive lineman, sometimes I take a lot of pride in it.
See, I think a lot of people saw what you were capable of last year and the tight end you were last year. You know, what tight end? What kind of tight end are you going into this year? You know, what can you do better? What can fans expect to see from you?
You know, I'm the same guy. I'm a little bit better. Some techniques are a little bit better, and the system changed a little bit. So, you know, going into the season, I really just want to be more consistent, play every game, play my best game every game, and have a good turnout for the season.
Jesse James, he'll be a big part of this offense moving forward for the Nittany Lions this season. Another big part, of course, will be Sam Ficken, who heads into his final season here at Penn State. Getting his holder back, Ryan Kaiser from Selins Grove, big. I talked to him about returning for his senior season and also some expectations that he has for the upcoming year and the importance of getting a guy like Ryan Kaiser back.
I know, crazy. I'm an old man now, I guess. So last go around here, obviously out here, you know, supporting the cause to raise money for kidney cancer. Great event. Should be a lot of fun out here. Definitely excited for that bench off. See who wins that one. That's everyone's been talking some smack there. But should be a lot of fun today. We're really excited about his team.
You have to do your job no matter what. But getting Ryan Kaiser back as your holder, does that bring with it a comfort level that maybe a lot of people would not understand?
Yeah, you know, he's kind of been there from day one for me. You know, I've had my ups and downs, obviously. You know, started off the season on a very good note last year. And then when he went down with the hand injury, kind of trailed off, unfortunately. You know, wasn't the you know, ending of the season that I really wanted. But obviously he kind of brings a comfort level to myself in that unit, and definitely really excited to have him back.
For those of us who have been there, James Franklin on the side is a bit comical in terms of how he treats you guys at the end of practice. You know, I mean, it's funny to us, but there's a purpose behind what he's doing there.
Yeah, right? No, you know, the water in the face, the horns, the whistles, the push and the shoving, you know, we kind of endorse that. You know, that kind of took me off guard. The first day he did it, you know, I was a little shocked that he was doing that, but, you know, I think it's definitely kind of builds some composure when you're out there. You know, obviously you have the team running on the line, so if you miss it, everyone hates you. If you make it, you know, everyone loves you. So kind of putting that whole situation into a game mode, and then, you know, he obviously brings a lot of excitement to the time where we get to do that. You know, I kind of enjoy that. You know, that's our time to shine, so we all like that.
The 55-yarder at the end of one practice, though, yeah, outdoors was pretty good.
That was a good one. Hit that one pretty well. Was lucky enough to make it over the bar by about 5 yards, but no,
ten.
Obviously
it's ten.
Ten yards. Okay, we'll go.
I'm
not going to argue with.
I was at the goal line.
All right, we'll go ten. So you know, maybe we'll push it back to 60 next time. But no, obviously that was a good one for me, and the team was pretty excited about it.
Well, actually, it kept me from running. I was the only one that was supposed to run.
You? Okay, there you go. Keep in shape, you know. Everyone's got to.
No question. That's Sam Ficken. And he'll be a critical component in this senior season moving forward for the Nittany Lions. Next up on our list of guys to hear from, it's time to hear from Miles Diefenbach trying to battle back from his injury in the spring.
Okay, can you believe this is it?
I don't know. Crazy. I'm an old man.
How's life right now?
Things are going great. Yeah, life's good. Guys are working hard. We're all working hard this summer.
And we're just getting excited for the season. Can't wait.
It's coming up.
Right. Yeah, coming up really soon.
Now, my understanding is you're actually part commentator here, part color analyst. Is this a stepping stone for you down the road, you know, like 10, 15 years after this is done?
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is a great experience. You know, I see myself as more of like an Aaron Andrews type, you know, on the field commentator. So
nobody else sees you as that.
Everyone except you, Steve, sees me as that. But it's going to be great. It's going to be a fun time, and it's going to be great.
Is it nice to kind of be back in the swing of things, like back here just around football guys and just – you know, kind of getting back to the normalcy, to whatever extent you can.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's been pretty normal. You know, I'm there every day with the guys for the workouts, and, you know, I'm at the building a lot, and so we're all surrounded by each other. But it's fun to come out here and just be with the guys and, you know, compete and have a good time.
How many hours of rehab do you put in a week?
I don't even know. I mean, I'm at the building from, 8:30 a.m. till probably 3:30 every day straight. So a lot of rehab in between that.
You've done summer workouts. What's been more difficult, the grind of doing a rehab or the grind of doing a workout?
It's a lot different. You know, the summer grind of workouts really is complete body exhaustion and, like, death is what it feels like. And but rehab's a lot more mental, getting the mindset every day that you're going to go in there and you're just going to work your butt off to get whatever part of your body's healthy back together.
Is there some sort of do you take any personal satisfaction in having that responsibility of kind of like bringing up the new guys? Like you know you have some freshmen that or younger guys that are expected to help contribute this year.
Yeah, I mean that's definitely a big part of my role this summer, especially since I can't really do a lot of the workouts they're doing. I'm really kind of a coach for them, and we're gonna we take them out and teach them the techniques and the drills, and really got to get these guys ready for a tough season, which it will be. And so we have some good talent up front, and I think we're going to do a great job.
Do you hope to be back for some of the season?
Yeah, definitely. I'm very hopeful. Knee's doing very well, and hope to make it back for the season. Cool. Yeah.
That is Miles Diefenbach giving us his perspective on things. And next up is Adam Brenneman. Adam Brenneman stepped in last year, had himself a really good freshman season. He said a big reason why, the mentoring of Jesse James.
Very accepting of me, and kind of when I got here, took me under his wing and showed me the way, and kind of helped me learn the offense. And was a very good friend of me as soon as I got here. So I really appreciate Jesse and everything he's done for me. But Jesse's a freak of nature, and I mean being so like 6'10" and whatever he is, and like 300 or 270 pounds, and so everything he does, the running the 4.640 is just crazy. And he's a guy who's going to have a very long football career.
Is there any other way to describe Jesse other than freak of nature? Because I feel like everyone I talk to, is like, he's a freak.
Yeah. I don't know how else to describe him. I mean, Jesse's just a kind of quiet guy, and he's very humble, and but he's so much fun to play with. He's very supportive of us other tight ends, and we really get along very well.
You played wide in high school. I mean, what was the biggest adjustment for you? You talk about he taught you a lot.
Yeah.
Others taught you a lot. What was the biggest part of the learning curve?
Well, I mean, coming from high school where I was basically played wide receiver and I pretended I was a tight end was so getting here and having to play real tight end and Coach O'Brien saying you got to be able to block if you want to play was kind of for me. It took me a while to change my mindset from all right, I'm a big wide receiver to I'm now actually a tight end. So I think as the season went on, I kind of adjusted to that more and kind of decided I need to learn how to block and I need to be able to have the mindset to even if I'm 230 pounds to be able to go out there and be a nasty blocker. And a lot of it's just a mindset. So I think that really changed, and I was able to adapt more to that as the season went on.
It turns out the coordinator's your position coach. Yeah. So what are the adjustments you've had to make? What have you picked up from him as to what he needs from you?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a pretty neat dynamic between having Coach Donovan, who calls the plays, also our position coach, which we like a lot, obviously. But, it's been neat to work with the coordinator, every day in your meetings because he knows what's going on with the whole offense. So Coach Donovan's great, and he's been great to work with.
Kind of in the same situation you were last year. He played wide receiver in high school, and now he's moving to tight end. What have you seen from him so far, and can you help him make that transition you were talking about earlier?
Yeah, Mike's a guy who, I hosted Mike when he came here on his official visit, the Michigan game, and so I've gotten to know him pretty well. And he's a guy who came in here very athletic, obviously, very good basketball player, very good jumper. You know, and he's also, I mean, I think he's like almost 240 pounds now. So, I mean, he's a little bigger than I was when I got to the college level. But, you know, he's a guy, too, who had never really put his hand down. And, you know, he said to me the other day, I don't even know how to get in a stance, really, from tight end stance. So, just, and I was the same way, you know, just kind of learning those new ropes. And, you know, I think as long as he takes the right approach to it and decides to become a true tight end instead of, you know, being a wide receiver, I think he'll be fine. And he will. He's going to have a good camp and have a good season for us.
Each other as a whole, the tight end group this year, you know, now that you guys are all knock healthy.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a very good group. It's very competitive, but we get along very well. I mean, we're all very good friends as far as, you know, all of us together go. You know, we're always working hard to, because we want to be the main group of the team. We want to get the most catches, but we got to go out there on during training camp and during the week of the season and prove that we deserve it.
That is Adam Brenneman. Well, hope he gave you a pretty good look across the board between Christian Hackenberg, Sam Ficken, Miles Diefenbach, Mike Hull, Jesse James, and of course Adam Brenneman there at the end as well. Hopefully that gave you a pretty good feel about the football team after going through Lift for Life on Saturday. And of course Dwight Gault in the opening half hour. You can check all these interviews out on our podcast at Steve Jones Show on WKOK.com. All right, today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. And from the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 Hummel's Wharf, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.